Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 12. I'm Aludra, I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
Yo, how's it going? Feels like I haven't talked to you guys in forever.
Aww.
I don't know why.
It hasn't been forever, it's only been 2 weeks. Two very busy weeks.
Very, very busy weeks, I think that's why.
Mm-hmm. When you do a lot of stuff, it seems like your normal routine was far, far away.
Right. We certainly have been busy in the podcast world, I would say.
No, we did a ton with podcasting. The thing I love about the WoW Gaming podcasting community is everybody's so nice and so friendly and so helpful. And even if they moved away from gaming into other subjects, they're still really nice and really friendly. And it was just awesome. So we did, what, two podcasts? Guest spots?
Yep.
Yes. It was so much fun. Absolutely
fun. Yeah, it was. I had a blast with those guys. Both of them. Both teams, podcast teams were awesome.
Yeah, you going to mention them by name, or are we just going to be mystery teams?
We had the Arcanium of Azeroth roundtable, and then we did the Darkmoon Herald.
And the Darkmoon Herald one isn't out yet, so sorry guys, but it will be out sometime next week. So look out for it if you want to hear us yammer on and on and on.
Yep.
And it was Arcanium of Azeroth, episode 6 of their Arcanium Roundtable, is us specifically.
Yep.
And both shows were an absolute blast.
Yeah, they were. I really had fun. I mean, I really had a lot of fun. I was enjoying myself. Just like I do here.
Yeah, I know. It was just really great, really comfortable, and I had a lot of fun in those guest spots. I don't want to call them interviews, because I don't think they were interviews.
Right.
Well, they could have been, but...
We were guests.
Yes, we were guests. And we talked about those things that we like to do. And I think pets came up, maybe.
Maybe a little bit, here and there. Talked about pets a couple times.
So besides being an awesome guest host on podcast, Kephis, what have you been up to in gaming?
In gaming, I've been still playing a lot of different games. So many new games out, man. It's crazy. I'm going to go pick up Halo 4. Tomorrow, I went today. I was going to turn in my Black Ops 2 copy to get a little bit of extra bonus sale and then change it for Halo 4. And the dude at GameStop was really cool. He's like, hey, wait till tomorrow. It's going to go on sale. You can get it for like $20 off. So Halo 4 tomorrow, sale starts for like $39. I'm like, oh, you're awesome, dude. So tomorrow I'm going to go in and like, basically get the game for almost free. So I'm pretty happy about it.
Oh, man, I'd be thrilled too.
You going to do that. Started a Minecraft server, finally. So I have my own server.
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous. I still don't have that game.
The game's awesome. Minecraft is the bomb, dig. It's good. And it's just fun. Like, I wasn't going to do it, and I was kind of going around, and my cousin's like, well, do it just so that we can learn all the techie stuff about having a server. I'm like, let's do that.
So that was my deciding. Yeah, there we go. Thing. It's all rationalized away for you.
Right, exactly. So did that. And then if you haven't listened to the other shows yet, you will know that I, in World of Warcraft, Blizzard listened to me. They answered my request, and they have put, as you'll hear later, but I'm going to say it now because it's relevant to what I've been doing, they've put the pets half off in the Blizzard store, and I have all the battle pets now. So I've been doing that as well.
You've just been buying. I could see you like, I think I'm going to go hang out the Blizzard store for a while. Yeah.
Right.
It sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Yep. Absolutely. I haven't really done a lot of WoW. I'm not going to lie. I've been paying attention. I've logged in to do a few pet battles. Not much outside of that. I'm just playing so many different games right now. It's crazy. It's just the time of year where there are a truckload of awesome games that I just do not want to miss out on.
And, the Winter Crush.
Right. It is. And it's insane. And, oh, God, when the Christmas sale goes on, look out. It's going to be insanity. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I'm broke, so I won't be buying anything else. So I've been doing some pet battles, too, leveling up my Cinder Kitten. So I have logged in at least to do some pet battles. So it's been
fun. Well, that's the important thing, is the pet battles right there.
I mean, what else is there? I mean, level my character? I mean, geez.
Yeah, I hear the alts and PvP, but PvP to me is pet versus pet, so...
Right? Pet versus pet, I like that.
Yeah, that's the PvP. Yeah.
Right. So what have you been doing in gaming this week?
Well, I've been doing a little more WoW than you. I have not been doing dailies because I'm avoiding them, like the Black Plague that I just Yeah, I got revered with the Golden Lotus, and I was like, God, you guys are clingy. And they're like, get too exalted. And then the Shadow Pan were like, hey, look at us. And I'm, oh, God, you know what? No. So I'm taking a daily break. And I think that's helping me with the game, honestly. I'm trying to raid, but this time of year is just not conducive to raiding. I'm sorry, I'm really trying, but I showed up to raid on Friday. And it was me and literally three other people.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I made an extra special effort. And I'm not mad at you guys or anything. It's just like, if we're not going to do anything, I'm going to log. Well, I'm going to go run a heroic. You want to come? No, I'm going to level my Cinder Kitten. Thank you. I want to level my Cinder Kitten. And then I got this Pandaren Fire Spirit to level. And so, yeah, I've got this whole queue of 300 odd pets just waiting to level.
It's not that they're not good. They're really good. I just don't want to run them right now.
Yeah, you're just not in the mindset to do it.
No, not right now.
And don't force yourself, because that's going to cause burnout, and then I'm going to need new co-hosts.
Right. It's not going to happen.
It's better not. Awesome. Yeah. But if you don't want to log in for anything, you're not going to log in for pets.
If I log in, it's usually for pets. I'm like, you know what? You know what? I like it. I'm just going to log in, do a couple pet battles, and...
Mm-hmm.
It may only be a couple times a week, but hey, that's still something, right?
Those are your couple times a week.
Right, that's right. Still love you, Wow. You're still my, you're the faithful wife, right? Like, I'm going out and on the side with all these other
Wow.
games.
Wow, you know, you are like a bad person now.
I know, right? That's hey, newsflash, Kef's still single.
Oh, you dork, but I know what you mean. Wow will always be there. And that's what I love about Warcraft, because I've been playing other games as well. Mainly one other game. You may have heard me rant in rage about how the secret world wasn't letting me in, and how I couldn't get... I finally got in, and yay! And I'm having a lot of fun. And for that, I'm thanking the AIE guildies. I got a crown. And I bought, because they gave me like all this free money for playing their game, free in-store money. I bought a crown. So I'm like a princess running around. And then I got the awesome title. So it literally says my name and awesome. And the only thing would be better is if I was a Ludra, but I can't be a Ludra because somebody took it.
Right.
Anyways, let's talk about these battle pet things that, you know, all the kids are talking about with their Pokemons and their battle pets and
their Poke pets.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
This week has not been light on news, thank goodness. Right now, all pets in the Blizzard store, as Kef has mentioned, are half off until New Year's. That means they are $5, except for that Cinder Kitten, because it's brand new, and all the money's going to charity, so you really don't want to get it on sale. It's already a really good deal.
I went ahead and got mine, got all of them. I'm really happy. I have the XT now and the Ragnaros, which I hadn't picked up yet. The other ones that aren't included in this are the ones that are connected to the plushies, so the griffin and the wyvern are not included in this deal.
Well, I always viewed them as you're buying a plushie and the pet happens to be coincidental.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. You're really paying the money for the plushie.
Right. So if Blizzard wants to put the plushies on sale, I'll probably pick them up.
You do that. I think there's still some pets in the pet store I don't have.
Yeah. Blizzard has released some hot fixes. First one, players that have earned the achievement Taming the World should now receive a safari hat in the mail as intended, which I have. I've got mine, and every character that I log into gets one, which is really cool.
Yay! Is it a cool-looking hat? Because I don't have one.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on other things.
It is. You can't transmog it, even though it's like blue text. I thought maybe they'd let you transmog it, but you can't. But it is cool-looking. It's like... it looks different. Like, it doesn't look like what I thought it would look like a Harrison Jones hat or whatever, but it looks cool. I like it.
Oh, neat.
Definitely.
I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to have to pester you to log in.
Yeah.
So I can see the hat. Have ads.
It's funny, because I log in and I get that, and I've been getting a Lore Master tabard on all my characters. I'm like,
I got the Lore Master tabard again, too. I'm like, but I have one in my bank.
Yeah, like, okay.
Oh, well. They probably had to do this big reset to get the hat to pass through.
Yeah, probably
upset.
Something like that. Whatever works, you know?
Yep.
And the second hotfix is that the Dark Moon hatchlings, the Red Crickets, and the Singing Crickets that were previously of lower quality should now be rare quality.
Yay! Oh my gosh, this is awesome. I haven't checked my Dark Moon hatchling because honestly, I saw he was a green and kind of raged, and then I couldn't sell him back because, you know, no, you can't do that. And so I actually went into the Dark Moon Fair, and I actually did all of this freaking quests in there and dailies, and was like, I'm gonna get a hatchling and nobody else can stop me. And Blizzard went, I know something you don't know.
Right.
But then I heard at one point that only new ones were going to be rolled upward. And so that was a very dark moment in Aludra history.
Right.
But luckily, no. It seems to have rolled out across for everybody. I'm getting happy reports from happy people everywhere. So yay! Thank you, Blizzard.
Absolutely.
The last hotfix is sort of a big deal. I'm going to go to the forums and steal part of what they said about it because it's a really good explanation about what was actually fixed. Level 25 pets no longer steal experience from your lower level pets. Previously, if you had a level 3 and a level 25 pet grouped together for a battle, the XP earned would be shared between the two at the end. This resulted in some players doing what they could to kill off their level 25 pets so that their level 3 would get all of the experience. Yeah, I totally did that. Poor Derpy.
Yeah.
You no longer need to worry about this, as the level 3 pet will now receive 100% of the XP that's earned, so long as it has participated in at least one round of the combat. And in the show notes, I will have a link to the exact blue quote and all the stuff I cut out. But this is huge! Okay, first off, because I was killing Derpy and Buzz Lightyear and everybody very quickly, all the time, just because my Cinder Kitten need to hit level 25. I mean, come on. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really effective. So this is awesome. Now, if only there was a way to do this with level-capped players and my low-level buddies.
Right. No kidding. Yeah. No, this is a big deal because this is going to help level up faster. This will make a huge difference when it comes to boss battles, for sure, because of how much XP you get from them compared to even the best. And there are some really good farming spots that we've found. But specifically, even the boss battles will be a huge difference that you can just, you know, put your low-level pet in there, switch him out, take him down with your 25, and watch the XP roll in. So, thank goodness, because that was a pain to have to kill off your pet and like just try to, you know, get lucky.
Yeah,
a
at
bit.
Least now you can try to keep them alive enough to maybe do two or three battles in a row.
Right.
And that's really cool without using your band-aids or flying all the way back and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. There was a blue post that hinted that there's a possibility of earning lesser charms of good fortune through pet battles in patch 5.2. The blue post said this. Actually, not from heroics, but the developers are planning to let you have a chance to earn lesser charms of good fortune through pet battles. Basically, if you win, you'll have a chance of receiving charms based on your pet level. And if a player is below level 90, they'll get experience equal to defeating a yellow.
A yellow?
Creature.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, just a yellow what? A yellow jacket?
That was on the next page. I didn't realize it until just now.
Oh. Poor Kev. Making fun of his inability. And on that informative note, let's move on to Pet Spotlight.
Pet Spotlight.
It's that time of year again, and no, I don't mean that time of year for me to bake a jillion cookies, because that's already in progress. I'm talking about Wintervale, and you know, Kef, Yule Logs.
You
seen one in action yet?
What?
Yeah.
What the Pikachu is a Yule Log?
Still no idea, huh?
No, I've learned a few things, but...
Yeah. I had to throw that reference in there. I was like, oh yeah, and Kef has no idea what a Yule is.
Right? Clearly, I don't.
So, Wintervale is a huge deal. Why? Because there are pets to be collected. Oh my gosh, and if you don't want to hear about it, why are you here?
Right.
We have Yeah, I know. Winter's Little Helper, the Winter Reindeer, the Tiny Snowman, Lumpy, and Father Winter's Helper. Now, the Winter's Little Helper and the Father Winter's Helper are both gnomes, little gnome pets, and they are red and green for Alliance and Horde, and they are very cool and they are humanoids. The Winter Reindeer, we believe, is a beast, but we're being lazy, so let me be unlazy real quick. No, he's actually a critter. Look at that.
Oh, weird.
No, because he's prey.
Oh. Yep, I guess.
Remember?
So. Makes sense. Yep. I don't know, I've seen some vicious reindeer, yo.
Yeah, but they don't eat meat, do they?
That's true.
And finally, Tiny Lumpy and Snowman is what I was going to call them. But no, Tiny Lumpy and Snowman.
Sounds like three people. We've got Tiny, Lumpy, and Snowman.
I'm going to have a team name that now.
Oh, gosh.
And who's going to be Tiny? Oh, that's going to be awesome. Send your speculation to wowbattlepets@gmail.com.
Yeah, now you have the name of the show.
Yep. Tiny, Lumpy, and Snowman. Got it. That's going to be epic.
That's awesome.
But Tiny Snowman and Lumpy are both elemental pets.
Okay, so I'm going to establish again that Lumpy is an elemental pet.
Dun, dun, dun.
But,
and he's not Tiny Snowman.
And he's not Tiny or Snowman. You can obtain? Because you tamed them, right?
No, it's obtain, but you can get him. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. You can get Lumpy by doing the Wintervale dailies.
You can get Lumpy.
I know. Oh, God.
Well, yeah, I did get knocked around by that Grinch thing. So I can see that one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You can get Lumpy. Oh, God. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Let's rephrase that, shall we?
Yes,
you have a chance. You have a chance of finding Lumpy by doing the Wintervale dailies, or at least that's the theory. He has a chance to drop from the bags you receive as a reward. But yeah, I never got one of them. Lumpy is cageable after you learn him, so that means you can buy him in the auction house.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I did.
Not me. Somebody jumped onto a realm and gave me him. Mm. And I was like, oh, thank you. Because I did the dailies every day last winter, and I didn't get him. Because the RNG was like, nope. Your friend, she can have six, but they weren't cageable back then. So,
yeah. None
for you. Ha ha ha. And I was like, this is lame. This sucks. This is terrible. I was like raging. I don't like daily quests. I'm logging in every day to get a pet, and he's not showing up. Thank you, pet. But it's okay, because now I have one, and I'm very happy.
Right.
Thank you, dear listener. The rest of the pets listed are only available, it seems, now from the gifts under the tree, which become activated on December 25th in your main faction city, or Ogremar and Ironforge, and I guess that's not the Alliance's main faction city. So sorry, Alliance, but go to Ironforge. It's really cool there.
Well, we all know that the main faction city for the Alliance is Goldshire, so to be fair.
Oh, that's true. That is true. All they need is the portals, and that's it.
Right.
Now, if you can't wait for these guys, don't worry. They are dirt cheap on the auction houses, and I'm comfortable saying this across realms. Across realms, and if it's not dirt cheap, roll an alt, come to Earthen Ring, just show up there, you'll look and, oh, that's like a quest. I got this.
Yep, pretty much. It really is. Like, there are so many of them, and they've been around for so long that you like, I think it's like any of the holiday items nowadays, you'll find them all year long, and they're always cheap. Like, you used to be, dude, holiday item, you can only get this from this time of year. Next summer?
I gotta save this in my bank for the next 5 years!
Right? It'll be so expensive, I'll make so much money. Nope, no you won't.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Nah, if they're going for over 10 gold, I'd be shocked.
Right, seriously.
I'd be just floored.
Yep. So, we're going to get an email. Hold your email. We're going to go, oh, my server, they're going for 5,000 gold each. Oh, my God. Okay.
Then I need to roll an alt over there is what needs to happen.
Right.
Tell me your server, I will roll an alt, and I will undercut them all down to 2 grand because I give.
Yeah. Then we'll have gold on servers that we don't play on.
But it will be our gold.
Right. Exactly.
It is taken from the economy. We are selfish.
Yep. Now, the one drawback to these pets is that they cannot be summoned outside of Wintervale, but you can still battle with them.
Yep, so they can't follow you around. Aww. But if I can still battle with them, then I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Snowman doesn't want to come to Molten Core? Well, you know, the penguin play's nice, but whatever.
Right.
But no, seriously, as long as I can level them up at my leisure and I'm not trying to level all five of these pets now, then yeah.
Right. Besides, who wants a snowman following you around when you have a little cinder kitten?
Well, I don't know. I want to see my cinder kitten hug your snowman.
That'd be funny.
That would be hilarious. I love my cinder kitten.
He's cute.
Finally, because we are talking about leveling pets and all that fun stuff, I found this really great guide, and apparently I was the last person on the planet to know a great way to power level your pets. Yay. But what you do is you take your level 1 pet, and you go up to Pandaria with your level 25s. Why Pandaria? Because there's a very logical reason. You want to find a turtle or a frog. And I know you're sitting there going, a turtle or frog? What is this, some sort of weird aquatic thing? You trying to get battle stones or something? Well, yeah, but no. That's not what this is about. This is about the fact that turtles and frogs have buffs. And 9 times out of 10, what they will do is use their first move to buff themselves up. What's that mean? That means your level 1 pet can run in, claw them, and run out without getting hit.
Right.
So after the first battle, they'll be level 4, which is awesome because around level 4, you can actually take a hit. Yes, a level 4 can take a hit from a level 25 and live. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So you level them to about 14 this way, and then you do the thing where you, well, before the hotfix, where you would bring out your 25, defeat everything, then kill your 25, bring out your level 14 and up, and let them get all the XP. But now with hotfix and the lovely changes, you don't even have to change it up. You just keep doing it. And let me tell you, this is super fun, super easy, super effective, because I got my Cinder Kitten up in like an hour to 14, and it only took so long because I kept chatting with people and tabbing out.
Right.
And working on show notes for various podcasts that I was going to be on. So.
Hey, and you had the tamer hat, the safari hat, and it becomes even faster.
Yeah, see, that's my problem, is I want several teams before I take on tamers seriously. Mm-hmm. But then I also want to have the hat to level, so I'm kind of just sucking up the loss of 10% right now.
It's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm. I want a well-balanced variety of 25s, and so my Cinder Kitten's going to be my first go-to elemental, and then I'm going to raise a different type of elemental.
Right. You'd think you'd get the safari hat for catching a lot of pets.
Right, because it seems it's a safari. Yeah. But no, that's what I'm focused on leveling them, even though I'm taking my sweet time about it. Oh, but Aludra, you only have 3 25s. Yeah, I know. I'm having fun, though. I'm doing it my way. I'm having a good time, so that's all I care about. So stop pestering me about my 325s. Buzz Lightyear, Derpy, and Crash the Bandicoon are an awesome team.
Yep.
They're just not well-equipped for, you know, ghost types.
Yeah.
Snorlax and
Snorlax.
Sabrina. Anyway, we are going to put a link to the blog that outlines where I got my information from in our show notes. It was quick, it was easy, and I swear everybody else knows how to do this but me. Don't care. Turtles, frogs, I'm on to you.
Mm-hmm. Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Team building.
So for this week's team building, we got emails related to team building, right? Isn't that fantastic? We got emails. I like emails. I want more emails. If you guys send in your emails, we'll talk. We'll talk to you. So, our first email says, hey guys, do you take email questions for the pod?
You need to emphasize this is our first email ever on the show. It is our firstest email.
You did that just now. Good job.
Cool.
So, anyway, the email says, the first email ever, says, hey guys, do you take email questions for the podcast? Well, we do now because we just got one. But so I got one for you. Do you have advice about creating a well-rounded team? I don't mean what's the best pet or what's the best team. I am asking if you have seen combos of families that seem to work well together in order to cover bases. There are some combos that don't make much sense. For example, pairing a small frog with a lava crab does give you aquatic and elemental, but the lava crab has aquatic abilities, so it might be overkill. Have you seen combos that do make sense? Great job with the show, Summer, a.k.a. Sal.
Well, what do you think? I think it's okay. We both had the same thought that Aludra was going to speak, dang it. So, I don't know. Even in the example given, I think it's still a viable team. I haven't seen anything where it's like you never, ever, ever want to pair a mechanical with a beast because that's just bad juju. I've never seen anything like that. I have experimented with leveling teams. While leveling, I would switch out pets with wild pets that I captured in the zones to see if they had an advantage or if I could build an absolutely stupid team. And it seems to me the only way to get a really dumb team is to have them all of the same family. Because eventually you're going to come against their weakness and it's going to raffle stomp you. Now, if you want to look at their abilities individually, I guess, oh, well, this has aquatic, so no aquatic pets. Well, you could, but even then, some of the abilities within the aquatic family can really complement each other, or work together as a team. Or if you are just against another team that is completely, oddly enough, vulnerable at the weakest point to aquatic, then yeah, you're going to want to stack that and run with it. Buffs, debuffs, I've done poison stacking. I don't know. Kev, have you ever seen, like, a lame team that you're like, never in a million years would I do the same?
You know, obviously, like you said, you don't want to have the same families because you're going to run across the weakness. But really, it depends on what type of battles you're preparing for. If you're battling for PvP, then you definitely want to have a lot of variety because you have no idea what you're going to come across. There's no way to prepare. Now, if I battle Aludra enough times, I'm going to get an idea of what pets she has. But most of the time, you're going to be battling, like, you know, random battles, and you have no idea who you're going to come across. So the best thing to do is to take, you know, random teams. So he does have a point. You don't want to have a lava crab and then have a small frog and have them both have nothing but aquatic abilities. That's not a good idea. But if the lava crab has elemental attacks or whatever, or the small frog has other attacks, then it's something to consider. Because what really matters is that not only are your team's variety, but their abilities are variety as well. Even within a single pet, you wouldn't want to have three beast attacks. You know what I'm saying? Because
no, I know exactly, like, what you're saying.
Yeah, like if you have a beast pet and he's a beast, you don't necessarily want to have three beast abilities. If he has other type of family attacks that are strong against other things, that's something to also consider. Now, when it comes to... Yeah, sorry. I'll just go on and on talking.
That's okay, I'm just agreeing. I'm in agreeing with you mode. All my comments are just going to be short agreements for right now.
Okay. When it comes to PvE or the tamer battles, then it's all about what the tamers are using. So you just need to come up with a team that is strong against whatever they have. Like when I took down the, you know, the Dark Moon guy, he was easy because I developed my team in a way that would take down his pets easily. And that's basically what the PvE system is all about. Developing a team that will take down the tamer that you're fighting easily. So, it just depends. You definitely want to have variety. Having a pet that can heal all is a good idea. Having a pet that can do AoE attacks is a good idea. But there really aren't great combos necessarily, as long as you have variety. So,
Yeah, I haven't heard, well, a dragonkin and a magical, I don't know, I'm just picking. I think I said them earlier, as a matter of fact.
Right.
They are the best combo. I haven't heard anything like that. Like I said, I've tried all sorts of combos to see if there was that magical formula to give everybody an edge. Because if there was, then I'd want to tell you. I'm not going to be mean and hide it. I'm going to tell you guys about it. I want to be able to share big, important news. And that I haven't seen. But even one of Kef's examples, you don't want to have like too many of the same attacks across the family. That I've actually found to be a viable strategy with poisons. Mm-hmm. If all three of my pets have a poison, and I've done this before, each pet has a different poison, and I just cycle them out, well, then now he's got, like, various poison stacks, and then one of my guys has a, well, he hits even harder when the thing is poisoned. So now he's getting hit 5 times in one round as opposed to his right. one time at me. And it's crazy what you can do. You just look at their mm-hmm. abilities and you can build a team that even complements each other.
Yeah, because when you played Pokemon, you would have a Pokemon that was like electric. Let's say you had Pikachu. A lot of people would have like Thunder and Thunderbolt because there was a PP system where those abilities would wear out. In this system, you don't have abilities wearing out on you. Just thank mm-hmm. God. Because that sucks. So you don't have to have pets with all three beast type attacks or whatever. So variety is a good option. But yeah, having multiple stacks of various dots is a very effective way to get your enemy's health down. That's very a good quickly. Idea. Mm-hmm. Because then you can switch them out if you have one pet that's about to die. Throw the dots up there, switch them out.
Yes, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But as for like the best combination, no, I haven't heard of that yet. Because there's just way too much variation in the game. Between the PvE battles where you know what you're going up against beforehand and you can adjust your team accordingly before then. And to the PvP where it's just a big who knows. You know, you pick your favorites and make sure they're all blue and you go for it.
Yep.
That's the only thing, you know, is quality. Quality matters.
Quality matters. It was a good question because he didn't ask like for the best. He asked for, you know, just good ideas, which is a much better question than asking for the
I mean, you could be like mechanical, undead, magical. And then we've got the guy who reses himself with a nice heal. He also repairs himself. The undead has that second chance and a lot of them heal. And then the magical, no hit will take them down below 50% health. That's a difficult team, but it's easily countered with all of their weaknesses, you know, humanoids and dragonkin and magic. So, wow, I can't believe I remember that. Oh, I'm going crazy. You guys, oh, look what you're doing to me. Oh, this is awesome. So, no matter what ultimate team you can think of, it's like, well, just pick their weaknesses, you know? Because I'll do that. Even in PvP, I will leave, switch out my pets to a counter team to the random guy I just fought. Because when I play the most is late at night, and the odds are really good, I'm going to see that guy again. And I can almost bet money he will have his same team, because he's kicking butt.
Yep.
So I guess that's another hint. If you're PvPing, switch a few out now and then, huh?
Oh, yeah,
really totally. Keep everybody on their toes, because it's crazy. Don't be a one-trick pony.
Nope, don't do that. Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you have variety and make sure you have pets that can do different things, different types of attacks. Dots are good. Hard-hitting attacks are good. AoEs are good. Heals are fantastic. So
I've powered through PvPers with heals. All healing teams have been crushed before my might. And so I don't put much stock in healing teams just because of that.
Right.
You get somebody with a good attack power going in and boom, speed and attack, and your heals don't matter. You're just trying to play catch up.
Really, with this system, it's like the old saying rings true: the best defense is a good offense. Take them down quickly. That's what you want to try to do.
Yep. So thanks for your questions, Summer, aka Sal, and Buxley. Please don't sue me. All right. So on top of the letter, which was awesome, 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 we also got a comment on the website. Yay! You guys are really stepping up and being all talky with us, and we appreciate that. This one is actually on that subject. Loving the show so far, but I feel it's missing something in terms of team composition. Dun, dun, dun. The obvious idea would be to have people discussing their teams, but I had another interesting idea. Why not set up a weekly feedback section where you give us two pets and ask us to provide the third with the reason? The two pets should have an obvious theme, and then you could ask the audience to provide a third pet to round out the team. As an example, the Tiny Harvester and the Singing Sunflower. The themes are both healing and farming. Okay. Sorry. Healing and farming. Yeah. I'm like, oh, they heal, huh? That's cool. Yep, robotic. What's the third pet to fit both these themes? Maybe another plant? Maybe a grasshopper? I think this way of discussing teams lets you both be strategic and somewhat casual about the themes. Anyway, keep up the good work, but I really would like to see some sort of segment that talked more about composition, whether you follow this idea or another. Mm-hmm. Cheers, Anonymous.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's that anonymous. I think it's an anonymous as in I did not type my name, because I did not want to log in. Well, we would love to do listener participation. I mean, that's always the dream, isn't it? We ask you guys a question, we get the tons of emails, and we have to sort through them and pick the best. But this is our first week, and we've been doing this for 6 months now. Congratulations, Kevis, by the way. My hat to you.
Yes.
We've been doing this for 6 months, and this is the most that anybody's want to be read on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if we do get a question, and it's about one a month, it's a, can you answer me this? Nothing saying, hey, you want to be on the podcast or anything like that. So while we would love it, we would hate to write something like this and then go next week where the answer is crickets.
Right.
And I don't want to put the pressure on us, and I don't want to put the pressure on you guys either. Now, if we start getting more and more feedback with each show and more letters and stuff, then yes, we will definitely consider opening the doors to a listener participation segment. At least that's my opinion on it. Kev, are you just totally against the idea?
I want emails, yo. I want emails and site posts. Preferably emails are fantastic. But either or, just any feedback and any questions. And if we get those, we will definitely put them on the show. So it's all dependent. There won't be a segment. I don't think we should ever have a segment. But if we have emails, it's like, we'll take them as they come. And if we get a lot, then we'll look into it. But
then we will celebrate and party and give each other high fives and cupcakes, and it will be epic.
Right. Yeah. And the idea seems cool. I don't know about having themes, because I don't think that, it's like the other guy's question. It's not good to kind of base them around, something similar. Really.
Well, it's fun. It can be like a puzzle game, what fits into this link? Those are fun things, and we really want to get into that, but we really want to be informative first.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure you know how to play, and make sure that, if we meet each other in a dark alley of Azeroth, that you will whip out your team and totally womp us first. And then we'll talk about how to make them pretty and coordinate. Or you can send in emails discussing it, and we will be forced to put it in the show. That's right, forced.
Exactly. Right.
So, I guess we're saying, the ball is in your court, listeners.
Listeners.
The ball is in
your court. Because we have plenty of you listening, but not very many of you writing in.
And that's okay. Hey, I don't write in a podcast.
Right. Yep. We've all got jobs and video games to play. Who wants to write into a podcast, right?
Right.
But if you have the time, right.
And that's our show. If you'd like to contact us, because we've been hinting this entire time, you can email us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and now on Stitcher too.
Woo!
Woo! Another thing you asked for that we delivered. We are the podcast for the people.
Right.
Kinda. Well, we're the podcast for the pets. Who are we kidding?
Right. We are the People's Podcast.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephis is at TheKephis, and I am at Aludra_AIE, because I often forget my guild. And we did some great guest spots, like we mentioned at the top of the show, but if you're just tuning in now, here we go. Kef and I were both on Arcanium of Azeroth, of their Arcanium Roundtable, and we were on the Darkmoon Herald, coming out sometime next week. Look for them both. We had a great time.
Yes, we did.
Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane, the Raging Mage. Battle Pets was written by myself and Kephis, and is copywritten to us too. Thanks for listening, and have a very happy Wintervale!
See you next year. Now I gotta go check my email for all your submissions.
As a special treat, here's a song written for me by Johnny Feisty. Thank you, Johnny Feisty. You're awesome.
Aludra, I wrote this song just for you.
Just for you.
Now I know it's a little bit short, but I suppose it'll have to do.
What you gonna do?
So enjoy your song, Aludra. Next time I'm getting you a Dragonhawk hatchling. It's Aludra's song.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.